If you're looking for a program that is on target for Christians in the workplace, you're in the right spot. This is the Christian Working Woman with Mary Lohman, and I'm Pam Klein. Each week, Mary shares some insights that God has given her in many years of business experience. But it's not a program of Mary's opinions. It's a program of God's Word and His principles and how relevant they are to every issue you face on your job and in your life. This is July 4th, the day we celebrate our liberation as a country. And so, Mary, your topic seems to be quite appropriate. Am I a liberated woman?
Yeah. Well, Pam, some years ago, after I spoke, a woman came up to me and she said, "Are you a liberated woman?" Now, I thought on July the 4th, it would be an appropriate time to answer her question, "Am I a liberated woman?"
Yeah, I agree. Very appropriate. In this day and age, that question certainly conjures up a lot of different meanings for different people, such as, am I free from the control of men? Or am I free from traditional roles that women have been confined to in the past? I mean, do you think this woman who asked that question was really asking you, Mary, are you a feminist?
Yeah, I think so, given the context. She wanted to know if I would take my stand for women's rights. Well, I'm not sure she was prepared for the answer I gave her, but I think it's an answer of hope for all of us women. So I'm anxious to talk about that today.
I like it. We're ready to hear how you answered that question. Am I a liberated woman?
Well, if the question was, are you a feminist? My answer to that would be no. While I agree with some of their objectives pertaining to equal opportunity for women, and while I've personally benefited from those opportunities, there is much about their organized movement that I find anti-biblical. I stand in strong opposition to their support for abortion, and I believe many of their objectives are destructive to our family units. So, no, I'm not a part of any feminist movement in our country. However, I must add that I do not go to the other extreme of this position, which holds that Christian women should never work outside their homes or hold positions of leadership in the church, never speak or teach God's truth. I simply don't believe Scripture teaches that women are second-class citizens in any way. And I see many examples of gifted women in the Bible who were mightily used by God in a lot of unique ways. But back to our original question, am I a liberated woman? Well, indeed, I am. I am liberated and set free because I've been set free by Jesus Christ. Feminism does not offer me that freedom. No organization can offer me that. No job can offer me that. In fact, no other person can offer me that. But Jesus has set me free. You know, freedom is a natural human desire. All of us are born with that longing to be free to choose for ourselves, free to pursue our own interests, free to live our lives as we please. And we value our freedom highly, don't we? But you just can't find true freedom anywhere except through Jesus Christ. And that's because Jesus is the only one who can set us free from our sins. What does that mean, to be set free from sin? Well, the Bible tells us that we are slaves to whatever masters us. As I look around me, I see many people who are mastered by their sinful natures. They are not free. Oh, they think they are because they're doing what they think they want to do. But when you look a little closer, you see that they are slaves to their own sinful desires. Paul wrote to the Romans, "Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you're slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." That's from Romans chapter 6. Well, that's a great passage. I am a liberated woman because I've been set free from the curse and the penalty of sin. Many people are looking for freedom today. In fact, Americans are obsessed with personal freedom. It's our single remaining national ethic, I think, to which we seem to be willing to sacrifice everything else. As long as it's in the name of personal freedom, it must be right. But as individuals, we are each slaves, slaves to whatever masters us. So let me ask you, what's mastering you today? Money? Pleasure? Sex? Maybe it's laziness? Food? Television? Trashy novels? Pornography? Drugs? Alcohol? Cigarettes? Work? Long list. Could be many other things, too. Jesus Christ offers liberation from these and anything else that makes us into slaves and robs us of freedom. It's very interesting to note that in our consuming drive for freedom, very few are truly free because they're slaves to sin. I want you to know I'm a liberated woman, free from being a slave to sin, and because of that, I'm free from guilt. God has forgiven me for every sin that I've confessed to Him, and furthermore, He remembers those sins against me no more. He doesn't hang them over my head ever again. I am no longer condemned. So even though my past is not what it should be, I don't live under a cloud of guilt, as so many people do. I am free from guilt. I'm a liberated woman. I'm a liberated woman because God has told me in His Word that He shows no favoritism toward any person. The Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians 3 that we are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And we know from Genesis that God created mankind in His own image, both male and female. So that clearly says that being a female is as much in the image of God as being a male. I'm an equal in God's sight, equally a sinner, equally eligible for His salvation, equally qualified to serve God with my life and glorify Him in everything I do, equally gifted to share with others and minister to others. God is no respecter of persons. I'm free from that stigma. And so any man-made restrictions or limitations just don't concern me. You know, when the CEO of any organization makes a policy, then you can disregard what the underlings may try to do that's in disagreement with the head person's policy. And when God has declared us women as equal in His sight, as He has done, and since we are created in His image, then we don't have to worry about what anyone else says or how they may choose to distort God's policy statement. There's no need to march or carry flags or get upset about the attitudes of the underlings. The Creator of all the universe has declared us equal. We are free, free to be His servant, free to relinquish our rights to Him. And speaking of rights, since our society is so preoccupied with human rights, let me tell you about some of the rights I have because I'm a child of God. I have the right to enter into the presence of the living God whenever I please, and He accepts me and receives me with glad and open arms. He knows my name. He has numbered the hairs on my head. He is intimately acquainted with all my ways, and no one can prevent me from having continual fellowship with Him. I don't have to perform any rituals, nor do I have to be in a specific place at a set time. No longer do I need an earthly mediator between me and God, because Jesus is my mediator, and His sacrifice on Calvary has made it possible for me to approach God directly. It's my right. I have the right to be seated with Jesus in heavenly places, to be called a child of God, to call Jesus my brother, to call heaven my home. I have a right to have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within my very body, guiding me and leading me day by day. And because of my relationship to Jesus, I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Talk about rights. Though true Christians are a minority group, there's no group in all the world with more wonderful, eternal rights than we have, whether male or female. if we spend our time and energy focusing on these rights we have as people of God, whatever other small injustices or loss of earthly rights we may be experiencing will seem pretty inconsequential. Yes, there's no question about it. I am a liberated woman, but not because I can now hold any job I'm qualified for, not because I can stand up and make my voice heard, not because the government has enacted legislation to protect my rights. I am liberated because Jesus has set me free from the penalty of sin and death, free to be enslaved to righteousness, to be His servant, and to know joy and peace because He's my master. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Well, the Son has set me free, and I have a permanent place in the family of God. I am free indeed. So how about you? Have you been caught up into the world's pursuit of freedom and liberty? Do you find yourself fighting for rights that you feel are being denied to you? Are you sensing that you're not really free to be what you want to be? Maybe you're discovering that the freedoms you've gained and now enjoy are empty, that the happiness you thought was waiting for you once you got that upper mobile job has eluded you. Many people think freedom comes when they're liberated from the need to work. They're praying to win the lottery or somehow come into large amounts of money so they don't have to work anymore. Then they think they'll be free. Some women think that if they could marry someone who would support them, they'd be free. Or if their husbands made more money so they didn't have to work, they'd be free. The desires that control your thoughts and your life are the things to which you are a slave. And in your search for freedom, you will discover that instead of finding freedom, your desires, filled or unfulfilled, are your master, and you're not free. May I recommend to you the master who offers freedom? Jesus said only He can set us free indeed. If Jesus controls your life and your thoughts, then you are His slaves. But the amazing paradox is that by becoming His slave, you become free, truly liberated. I invite you to taste of true freedom. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, please go to God's Word and read the book of John today. You'll discover what that means and how to do it right there in the Bible. And I will certainly be glad to send you help and information on how to know that you are a child of God and your sins have been forgiven. If you are a Christian already, perhaps you're missing out on the freedom of Jesus because you're holding back on Him, refusing to allow Him to control your life in some area. And when you do that, you become a slave to that thing that you're refusing to relinquish to God. In refusing to give up your freedom, you become a slave again. In turning it back to God, you will again know that marvelous freedom, which only comes through Jesus Christ. So the answer to my question, am I a liberated woman, is yes. And I would ask you, are you a liberated woman? Are you a liberated man? You can be right now. The choice is yours.
Mary, not only is that a great message for July 4th, it's a great message for any day of the week. When you know Jesus, you know true freedom. Wow. Thank you so much for this message of liberation. And I want to simply repeat what Mary said, that if you have not yet tasted the freedom that Jesus gives, it can be yours today. He's waiting with open arms to welcome you into the family of God by confessing your sins and placing your trust in Him. We'd love to hear from you and help you find this freedom. You can contact us through our website at christianworkingwoman.org. For our Spanish-speaking friends, our daily program is now available in Spanish, both written and spoken. We're so thankful for this expansion of our ministry, and you'll find it at christianworkingwoman.org. Mary and I hope you have a very happy and blessed day of celebrating the freedom of our country. But more importantly, we pray that you've found real freedom in Jesus. This is Pam Klein saying goodbye today for Mary Lohman and the Christian Working Woman.